Imagine biting into a sun-warmed heirloom tomato, juice running down your chin, experiencing layer after layer of flavor. Sweet, tangy, earthy, mineral. Now compare that to the mealy, flavorless supermarket variety most of us settle for. This contrast perfectly captures the difference between conventional sex and what Nicole Dedone calls slow sex. Just as industrial farming has prioritized appearance and shelf life over flavor, our cultural approach to sexuality has emphasized performance and efficiency over genuine sensation and connection. We've been taught to rush toward climax, follow prescribed scripts, and measure success through metrics rather than through the richness of our experience. But what if there's a deeper, more nourishing way to approach intimacy? One that transforms not just our sexual experiences, but our entire relationship with life itself. We've mistakenly applied the male model of climax to all sexual experiences, creating a goal-oriented approach that misses the essence. True orgasm isn't just a momentary peak, but the body's ability to receive and respond to pleasure. With this expanded definition, women aren't sexually dysfunctional, they're experiencing orgasm differently. Female orgasm tends to be slow, deep, and extended, featuring multiple peaks and valleys without clear beginnings or endings. Why approach sex like a science experiment when it's fundamentally an art form? We've become fixated on techniques and performance metrics when what we crave is presence and connection. Men typically address sexual challenges mechanically, seeking technical solutions, while women often shape their experiences to match external expectations rather than authentic desires. The issue is treating sex as a problem to solve rather than an experience to explore. When we release our grip on predetermined outcomes, we create space for deeper connection. Consider, have your most memorable sexual experiences been the ones that went according to plan, or those where you surrendered to the unexpected? Slow sex requires stripping away everything we've been taught about intimacy. Like a designer clearing clutter to reveal a space's true potential, this practice removes expectations, the harder, faster mentality, artificial stimulation, fantasy, and even romance. What remains is surprisingly simple: one very light stroke on a specific part of a woman's body for 15 minutes. The second ingredient is attention, that rare commodity in our distracted world. Attention isn't something that inevitably fades, but a skill we can develop. It's the special sauce that makes sex exponentially better, like salt bringing a bland meal to life. With sustainable attention, sexual interest can actually grow rather than diminish over time. The third ingredient, perhaps most challenging, is asking for what you truly desire. Women receive little positive reinforcement for expressing desires, particularly sexual ones. By adulthood, many experience desire paralysis. They've hidden their desires so thoroughly they can't remember where they put them. Yet these desires remain just beneath the surface, waiting for permission to emerge. Orgasmic meditation, OM, is deceptively simple, just a limited stroke for a limited time, yet its effects run surprisingly deep. The practice begins with creating a comfortable nest of blankets and pillows, taking time to prepare the space with intention. The stroker starts by looking at his partner's genitals and describing what he sees in terms of color, shape, and location, without judgment. This noticing step often causes initial discomfort for women who have internalized negative body messages, but becomes transformative as neutral attention helps dissolve lifetime judgments. For the actual stroking, the practice eliminates fancy techniques and performance pressure. The stroker provides a soft touch to the clitoris while both partners attend to arising sensations. Communication during OM is powerful despite its simplicity, with partners describing physical experiences without judgment and acknowledging what feels good before requesting changes. This honest sharing creates intimacy by revealing interior experiences. The session concludes with firm pressure to ground the energy, followed by sharing verbal snapshots of particularly sensational moments. The path to deeper sensation isn't always smooth. Many women experience difficulty feeling anything at all during initial practice sessions, having developed habitual patterns that numb sensitivity. Rebuilding sensation can take time, sometimes years, but happens naturally with patient, consistent practice. Physical discomfort or pain during OM may have both physiological and psychological origins, requiring adaptations like extraordinarily light strokes or focusing attention on less sensitive areas. For women with sexual trauma histories, OM's structured approach with clear boundaries and emphasis on choice often creates a safe container for healing, though professional therapy remains an essential complement. Men's experience as strokers frequently includes unexpected physical and energetic responses, from electrical sensations and warmth to full-body tingles. For those struggling with technique, the key lies in extreme gentleness, patient persistence, and soliciting specific feedback. Perhaps the greatest challenge is simply asking someone to practice with you, a vulnerable act that contains all the potential of the practice itself. Even skeptics often discover new dimensions of pleasure and connection through OM, suggesting that our strongest resistance might actually signal areas ripe for growth. When we integrate slow sex principles into our lives, everything changes. We learn to savor rather than rush, holding space for sensation instead of constantly reaching for what's next. Regular sex, focused on looking good, following rules, obligation, fantasy, and volume, transforms into slow sex, centered on feeling good, native wisdom, desire, sensation, and potency. A new kind of climax emerges, one that rolls through you while you remain present for every moment. Beyond this lies a plateau of pleasure most never discover, where your entire body feels hydrated and alive, with tremendous sensation from the slightest movement. You're held inside mutual orgasm rather than racing toward it. This state extends beyond sexual encounters to become a way of being, with desire serving as an internal compass toward what truly nourishes us. When desire, rather than fear, becomes our fuel source, we switch from depleting fossil fuels to renewable solar power. Turn-on becomes an endless resource accessible everywhere. The ultimate question isn't how long an orgasm can last, but how long can you remember to follow your desire? We're born connected to a universal grid of everyday magic, orgasm in its expanded sense, but have forgotten how to access it. The habits formed through this practice, receptivity, appreciation, awareness, intimacy, counter our cultural defaults and require consistent attention. Once established, they offer a more connected, sensual, and fulfilling way of living than our typical rushed, goal-oriented approach. The greatest reward is freedom, discovering we can find turn-on regardless of whether life delivers pleasure or difficulty. This freedom represents the true promise of slow sex, not just better physical experiences, but a more vibrant, connected, and authentic way of being. The question isn't whether you want better sex, it's whether you're ready to truly taste life itself in all its messy, glorious fullness.